Good morning, friends and family. I truly hope you had a great night's rest. But I first want to kick off this Sunday morning breakfast inspirational call with just a happy Mother's Day. A special happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Your job is 24/7, 365, and I truly am grateful to have a day like today to just honor the love, the commitment, the joy that you exude each and every day for those who are in your care. There's also those who have been called to be mothers, may not have children of their own, but they are there for those who God has sent them way to show that same love, commitment, and care. So to kick off this morning's call, I just want to say again, happy Mother's Day. For that 24/7, 365 responsibility, I really appreciate you. So we're here. It's Sunday morning breakfast. We're on the inspiration call, and we have just this joyous topic of marriage material. That's right. That's what we've been talking about this week, marriage material. Are we in a position? Are we operating in the ways to show ourselves to be prepared, to be not just prepared, but actually to be married to God? So take this precious time, reach out to a friend or two to get them on the line. This is our commitment. This is our vow. This is our responsibility to show God is ready, is there for us, ready. Are we married to him? Marriage material. So let's go ahead and get started with our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
Great, thank you.
Okay, can you now go ahead and open us up with prayer, please?
Yes, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this day. We are so grateful for this opportunity to come together, to fellowship, to praise you, to honor you, and to celebrate. Celebrate on this day that you've given us, Mother's Day. It is such a gift that you've provided those on this line with a child of your own to raise up. You've given us that gift of responsibility, Heavenly Father, and may we live up to that. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader, and we are so grateful for the word that's about to go forth. So as we go forward and receive of your word this morning, let's do so with open hearts and open minds. We thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I want to wish everybody, all the mothers out there, happy, 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 happy Mother's Day. Okay. We should say this every day of the year. Happy Mother's Day. Okay. Enjoy your day, okay? And not only today. Children, make sure you celebrate your mothers, okay? Mm-hmm. If your mother is no longer here, you know, pray to God and things like that. Just enjoy those times. Help somebody else celebrate theirs, okay? This is not a gloomy day, you know? All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, okay? He can call and choose as he wants to call and choose. So, again, I tell you, Happy Mother's Day. You know, I know them chillings get on your nerves sometimes, but Happy Mother's Day, they mean well. All right? With that being said, we're going to move forward and talk about marriage material as we have been speaking about all week. Okay? Marriage material. Okay? Now, with that being said, Ms. Tiana, I'm going to actually give you the floor to go ahead and speak, and then I'll come in right after.
All right. Well, good morning again, everyone. In preparation for this topic, I read several articles, and one that really hit home for me on Lifeway.com that just shared words that hones in on our commitment to Jesus Christ. But to get there, let's talk about Christ's love for his bride. Yes, his bride, which is, in essence, the church. His devotion and sacrifice for what is for him is the unrivaled passion of his heart, the church. Jesus unheartedly, unconditionally loves his church. The church in the Bible is made up of those who have been called out by the Spirit of Christ to salvation. The church of God's people. It's you. It's me. It's every believer in every place around this world who has put their trust in Jesus Christ. The truth is, when we read that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, we might as well be reading, Jesus loves me, like that. So I asked, are we married to Jesus or are we just dating him? And the reason I ask that is because it's made the difference. Dating is like this trial period. It's a relationship where the commitments aren't there. They're kind of soft. The relationships could be tentative. And in essence, the options are kept open. That's how the world sees dating. Marriage, though, is a covenant. It's a vow. It's a commitment of devotion, loyalty, of sacrifice, of joy. In marriage, it's like there's a phrase in the world that says, we've burnt the ships and there's no turning back. That's it. It is only that. There's no going back. We're going forward in this commitment together. And there's only eyes for the one who you've pledged your life to. So I ask again, are we married to Jesus? Are we fully devoted, making sacrifices, whether it's investments in time, whether it's in energy, or are we just dating him? Nominally involved every once in a while, a little bit of interest, maintaining enough detachment, so if it doesn't work out, we can move on with no lingering obligations. Just think about that. Because the reality is, in this world, just to throw some numbers at it, because sometimes that's what we need, 1 in 4 people who attend a church service are really there as window shoppers. There's no interest. Let me maybe try something on, see what this looks like. But there's no real devotion there. There are over 15 million people in this country alone that say they're Christians, but then don't participate, are not a part of a church. But God tells us to choose ye this day, because being a Christian and being a member of Jesus' church are one and the same. Ephesians 5:25-32, bear with me, it's very important scripture here, because it tells us that husbands love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleanse her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or without any blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man who leaves his father and mother to be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church, his bride. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Jesus gave himself for his bride, the church, and we must count the cost he has personally undertaken. This was a voluntary surrender and total commitment to the sins, our sins, in his body on the cross to ransom us for the sins that we've committed. The broken body and the shed of blood is just a measure of how far he's willing to go for us. His holy love for the church, for us, moved him with the purpose to make her holy, cleansing her in the washing of water by the word. We must be thrilled to see our complete forgiveness in his words. Christ is totally committed to the church. He's totally committed to us. Can we receive love like that from him as an imperfect person? Completely ignoring the rest of our crazy, his love has purchased us. The more like Christ we become, the more we love what he loves and devote ourselves to what moves him to action. The more we become like Christ, that's what's making us marriage material. If we're going to be like Jesus, then we won't date him anymore. I hope you ate well. Marriage material.
Okay. So it's more than an option, just to let everybody know. It's not just dating or being married, because some people don't date at all, so you got to let them know the whole truth. It is way more than dating. Some people don't date at all. They don't have no desire mm-hmm. to God. Just because you talk about God don't mean that you're dating God. Let's make that clear. That has nothing to do with it. Okay? And let's not be technical. God is not one to be played with. So it's either marriage or fail. I'm going to go ahead and put that
all
out
right.
there. There ain't no in-between. There's no in-between. It's either marriage or bust. Point blank. Everybody got that clear?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Because you do understand that God said come as you are. So what dating phase are you talking about? The Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. God talks to himself first before he goes out to us. Charity starts at home and then spreads abroad, meaning he handles him first before he handles us. In other words, everything that God says in the Bible, he is. God is marriage material before he tries to get to us.
All right.
There's no such thing as dating them. Either you in or you not. The Bible says, boy, I'm telling you, I love the word. That's what I'm talking about. I love the word. Choose ye this day. That ain't no dating. You are either be married or you not. Huh? And then he says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. In other words, when God sees us fit, then he proposes. Oh, my God. Can't propose without a purpose. See, if you don't know purpose, you'll never accept a proposal. Hmm? Oh, yeah. Because the purpose is the vision. And where there's no vision, my people perish. Mm-hmm. So why would God select something that cannot walk with him? He says, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? Can you read Luke, Miss Tiana? Turn to Luke right quick. I want to show everybody something about marriage material. Okay, because one of the things I'm going to talk about this morning is communication. How can one walk together? We talk. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it to everybody right now. Okay? We're going to go through five C's. One of them is communication. Mm-hmm. Let me know when y'all get that. Communication.
You didn't give the scripture, sir?
I know.
Okay.
Communication. All right. Turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 17. Okay. How can two walk together lest they be in agreement? How can we walk with God and be marriage material? Because to walk together means to be married to. How can we walk together and be, okay, how can we walk together and, okay, how, like, we got to communicate. You know, a lot of times we don't think whatever is going on in our life is important, so we don't communicate that with God. But then he said, ask, seek, knock. See, Now, brides are submissive. We should be submissive to God. We need to be marriage material to God. Yes, we do. So how can we communicate with a God that we tell, and I didn't think that was important? Can you read Luke 24:17, please?
And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?
King James Version says, and he said unto them, what manner of communications? What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? What is it? Why is it? Where the confusion coming from? Why y'all sad that y'all walk together? It's y'all walk together. I'm not walking with you. How y'all walking together and you sad? How is that effective communication? And even if you're communicating, why is it sad? Communication. Why is it? Why would you say it, Miss Tiana?
Then it's not a connection at all. It should be joy.
It can be communication, that which is not of God. My question is, why is it communication? Why is it bad?
It's bad because it's not lining up. You're not walking together. Not equally yoked.
The communication?
He said, why is the communication sad, right?
Yeah, why is it bad? Why is it sad? Why?
Communication is sad because there is no joy in it. There's no, one or both cannot see the joy in any aspect of it.
I take that. The Bible says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt. Colossians 4:6. Y'all can hear me? Season with salt. Y'all hear me? Preserve things.
Yes, sir.
So that you may know how you ought to answer each other. The communication is sad in Luke. Because which one of you are walking with God?
All right.
See, Satan is the author of confusion. God is the author of peace. Did y'all not know that? Satan is the author of confusion. What is the opposite of confusion?
Clarity.
Well, I just said it now. Let me say it again. Don't deviate. What is the opposite of confusion?
Peace.
Peace. Simplify the things of God. For your understanding as well. Peace, y'all. Peace. Hence, the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is made up of two things, peace and joy. Communication, first thing we're going to talk about this morning of being marriage material. If you don't properly communicate in the natural, how would that ever work?
It wouldn't.
Going to be like the Tower of Babel. You have to be equally yoked. On the same page, you have to communicate every and all things. If you don't deem it to be important to the individual, don't be with the individual. Communication is key. It's vital. If the brain doesn't communicate with the body, you can step on glass and not jump. Oh, I know. If the brain does not communicate with the body, you can step on glass and not jump. If that be that way in the natural, what about the spiritual? When God is not the head, you can be walking dead. Oh, Lord. You know that? When God is not the head, you literally can be walking dead.
Come on.
You're just a shell of yourself because there's no communication. How can you walk with God, according to Luke, and be sad? Ooh.
In other words, why don't you bring peace wherever you go?
All right.
You should be better than Febreze. You marriage material, you. And I'm not joking. You should be better than, in other words, when God sprays you on the scene, shouldn't you make everything lighten up? Shouldn't you bring everything to life? Shouldn't the fragrance, huh? The aroma, uh-huh. Shouldn't it touch everything around you? Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We just be talking stuff. But see, when you real mash material, you got something called P-O-W-E-R, power. You got power because if you walk in God, evidently he's touching you and you touching him. See, you must first be marriage material to God before you marriage material to anybody else. In other words, communication is power. In other words, I got God's assistance. I got God's authorization. I got ability from God. Mm-hmm. And what's the last one? What's the other one I just gave? Mr. Brief, start fire right quick. What's the other one I gave?
Assistance.
I said that one. I said assistance, ability, authorization. You forgot?
Yes, sir.
Okay, find it. We're going to pause on that, but we'll come back to it. But that's
okay.
Power. That's power, y'all. Communication is power. See, just because we communicate in the natural, if you don't have no power, what does it mean? In other words, when you communicate and tell this mountain to move and it don't move, what did you just communicate?
All right.
What did you just communicate? You see how they go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that's vital. You hear me? Extremely vital. Miss Tiana, real quickly, give me an example of communication in the natural.
Via phone call. Hello, how you doing?
What else you got?
Sure. Different communication is text message. These days it's social media. It's writing a letter.
Let me go further than that. Communication is more than that. What I'm seeking is communication is when you open up yourself to the individual. They open up themselves to you. I don't believe in texting like that, important stuff, because you would swear something ain't right if they don't respond. And it can be technology driven. So please don't scratch what you just said with texting. No, no, no. It's bigger than that. You got an attitude with somebody says, nah, but they don't respond, their phone can be out. Don't rely on communication is between two people, not three. When you do via text message, you're dependent on that carrier to get that to them. Hello?
All right.
No, it's bigger than all right now. Amen, that one. It's true.
Amen.
True. We God's messengers, and we communicate to the people for God, and God can, and they communicate, you know, we like their priests. They communicate with us, you know, so we go to the people on God's behalf and go to God on their behalf. Communication is key, okay, in your relationships. It helps to grow. If that's what your aim is, marriage, it helps to grow the marriage. Communication, number one, okay? Communication. Here's the thing. The Bible says to hide the word in your heart. Without the word, how can you communicate with anybody properly? Properly meaning, how can you communicate and be marriage material in God if you don't have God in your heart? Remember the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow?
That's right.
So you can communicate and communicate well outside of God. You do know that Satan wants to be your God as well.
That's the truth.
So you can communicate, but that's not mean that it's in God. And your communication can be good. But remember, good and godly are two totally different things. When it's godly, your communication is first approved by God, and then it spreads abroad. But when it's just merely good, your communication is approved by you. See, this is what good communication looks like. And this does not make you marriage material. It may make you marriage material to them, but does it make you marriage material to him? And point next. This is what good marriage material looks like. Hey, how you doing every morning? You married now. Y'all communicate. Like Miss Tiana said, you text. Not only do you text, you call. You do things. You got date night, all that. That's good. But where is God in that?
It's not.
Where's God in it? See, good communication said that we have a child together, but we're not married. Come on, don't get mad at me. That's good communication, but how is that God communication? Good communication says that we're shacking up. How is that God communication, though? Good communication says that I'm faithful to you, but I'm not faithful to God. See, where is God in the equation? Good communication says that he pleases you. He works hard. He cuts the grass. He washes the car. He takes care of the children. That's good communication. But what does he do for God? Good communication says that she cooks for you. She washes the clothes. She rubs your back. She runs your water. That's good communication. But where is the good where is the communication with God? If you have yet to commit to God, your communication will be in vain. Hence, the Bible says it this way, y'all. Come on, check me out. Marriage material. Hence, the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? God is saying that you can live a good life, but not a God life.
All right.
There's no benefit in that. He said, what does it profit? Translated, what does it benefit you to do all that good stuff and develop a marriage when you have yet to have one with me? Now, see, here's the thing. We can't play with God, because if anybody is wrong in that marriage, it would be us. See, that's the problem, because we have yet to remove pride. Therefore, how can God select something when he say, when I said do something, you didn't do it first? How can he select you when you have yet to do the first step that he says you must first remove?
Pride.
You got to deny yourself. How can God, hold on, Miss Tiana, because I love this. Marriage material. How can we call ourselves in God when we have yet to do step one of what God says? The Bible says the uncompromising word of God. You know what uncompromising means? That means everything he say he means. So how can he select you when you are still riding in pride and you say you in him? Somebody lying. Give me that doggone certificate, because that is not real. Talking about they ain't God and married. Where? And you got pride all over your life. Where? You mean to tell me that God's going to play with you and not everybody else? Uh-oh. Now it's getting real now. Marriage material. How can God select? He would be going against his word. And the Bible says he's not a man to where he shall repent or apologize. So you mean to tell me you're the chosen one that he just select you in marriage? You do understand that he divorced Satan.
Yes, indeed.
He divorced Lucifer. You ain't excited. I'm about to make you put on mute. See, it's because it's true. You can't be in God. You can't be married to God with pride. You think he's going to turn back on his word? He is his word. Yeah. Communication. You see how important that is? Because if you communicate, didn't he also say, watch this, how you know you marriage material? He said, my sheep know my voice, but a stranger they will not listen to.
Oh, that's it.
That means this. If is the operative word. If we in God, huh? Since we love God, how can you love something you don't know? In other words, since you know his voice, how when somebody else tell you his voice, sound doctrine, you reject it? Because if you reject God's messenger, you reject God. See, when you rebel against it, them, you rebel against him. Because if he is his word, how you don't know what your husband would say? Oh, my God.
Come on now.
How you know what your husband say? So when, hold on, when God is using them, because see, it's certain things I know about my mother. Huh? Not just on Mother's Day. It's just certain things I know about my mama. It don't matter who say it, if you start saying some detailed stuff Hold on, my mama know that. That's my mama voice. I'll be like, when you talk to my mama. Yeah. Huh? He said, a stranger, but you won't hearken to a stranger's voice. See, if you communicated with God and God communicated with you, how, when God says something and it may not even be favorable to you, do you rebel against it?
Huh? Come on.
Do you really communicate in God? Do you really have a relationship with God, better yet? Uh-huh. See, that's the thing about this type of marriage and being marriage material. We always want to point fingers. But see, the relationship with God requires that the finger be pointed at us and not him. Oh, my God. And we don't like that type of marriage. Because, see, we want the type of marriage where everybody else, men are dogs, women are dogs. We want that type of marriage. And they wrong, you go run and tell your friends that foolishness. But this type of marriage that we are wrong is never going to be him wrong. So, you know, we the type of people that say, you right, I'm always wrong. Nasty communication attitude. I'm always wrong. You always right. If you would do that in the natural, you know you would do that in the spiritual, right?
Okay.
The Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth, I would never do that to God. Well, I'm going to challenge your communication skills because the Bible says when I was in jail, you came to visit me. When I was without food, you fed me. So who is God? See, God is the T-R-U-T-H. He's the truth. In other words, some people think that God is a physical person. That is the wrong communication. You got that from the wrong person. God is not a physical person. Jesus came and went. He said the word became life. God is the truth. So if it's raining outside, the truth is in that. This is why he's omnipresent, because the truth is forever around. How can you say you marry God, and you marriage material, you communicate with God, when you deny the truth?
Come on now.
If we live in a lie, you're denying God access. So how can you be married to something that you don't communicate? See, when you communicate with God, you communicate the truth. You just start to speak him wherever you go. Communicate.
Yes. That's right.
Ain't that something? But how can we communicate the truth with rebellion? And how can we communicate, come on, the first thing, how can we communicate the truth with confusion?
Mm.
Wherever you go, turn back and look backwards. The Bible says you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Look at the communication he just gave you. You'll know who you are by what you produce, reaping and sowing. You know who you are by what you reap. If you want a friend, you must first show yourself friendly. See, look at marriage material. You start to look like Jesus. That don't mean that they want you at the onset, because the world don't like the truth. But it does mean that they can need you in the long run.
Come on now.
But it's nothing that you did wrong if you communicate properly. Y'all got that first thing? Mr. Free, press when you get that next A. If you need to, go ahead and text Miss Denise. We talked about it. Okay? So y'all got the first one, communication. The second one, come on, marriage material, is character. Now, how important is that in your choice, Miss Tiana? Okay? When you're selecting, you know, not that you find a man, but when you still had to come to an agreement that this is, you know, who I want, how important is character? What you got?
Extremely important. Mm-hmm. That character shows up in front of you and when you're not present.
Character, y'all. And when I'm talking about character, I'm talking about your personality, the quality of who you are, your identity, character. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
This is important. Character trait. You understand? How do you know one's character? Good question, huh? You got to do something called testing. The Bible says test every spirit to see if it's a spirit of God. In other words, see, number one, communication bridges right on to number two. See, when we match material for God, we make sure we marriage material for that one select individual that God has for us, and we make sure that we are marriage material for them. In other words, character your identity. In other words, the true identity of anything would never fade. If that's a true red shirt, it would not fade no matter how many times you wash it.
All right.
If you truly for that person and they truly for you, huh? It don't matter how long y'all been apart. Absence make the heart grow fonder. If it's marriage material, and I'm not saying, you know, people be like, well, I'm going to leave it and let me see. Mm-mm. If it's for you, go get that. Okay? Marriage material. See, if it's yours, there will be no excuses as to why. Ooh, the color faded. My God. Y'all didn't hear me. If it's yours, there will be no confusion. There will be no excuses as to why their character diminished. In other words, when he got around that group of women, he talking about, well, babe, I mean, my hormones, you know, you do know that I'm a man first. No, you're not a man first. I'm going to challenge that theory because we got some saints who think that people are flesh first. We got some saints, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, that think that people are flesh first. See, somebody didn't communicate with you right, because if that be the case, you're going to tell me God was man, flesh, before he was spirit? That would be a lie, because the Bible says that the word of God became life, marriage material. In other words, if you don't think like God thinks, how can your character be in his? How can you say that, Mr. Carr? Because he said the same mind that Christ had, we should have. Past tense to present tense. The same mind that Christ had, we should have. So our character should be just like his. Check it out. If you was flesh first, how did he know you before you was formed? Oh, my God. In your mother's womb.
Come on. Come on.
He spoke us into existence when he said, let there be light. He wasn't talking about the sun and the moon. He created that days later. The light that he spoke of, Lord have mercy, was talking about you and I. So how is it that you flesh first? Because whatever you are, you will return to. I'm not a man first. I am a spirit having a flesh experience. You
come
speak
on.
Of your life, not mine. Oh, my God. But the flesh will never understand that, because the flesh never wants to be marriage material to God. So you better be careful who you listen to. Are you listening to your flesh, or are you listening to your spirit? See, when you marriage material for God, you start to listen to your spirit, and you start to repeat what your spirit say. That's how you know what you're around. Because if you're around God, how are you saying things of the flesh? You're around whatever you start to repeat. It's what you're around. Uh-oh. Ah, he a man first. Uh-huh. Now he done sell it you and bamboozle you talking about, well, yeah, that's right, Mr. Carr. He is a man first. You a lie. In other words, he's making excuses why his character is not good. It's not godly.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. She a woman first. I would rather her use a battery-operated toy than her go out in the world and sleep with him. See, some people are okay with that. But here's a problem with that. If they can't be faithful to God, you know they can't be faithful to you. Just because it's not a physical man, huh? Is it you? I'm talking about character. Catch what I'm saying. Oh, it gets deep now. Catch what I'm saying. If they can't be faithful to God, the Bible said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Somebody said, so you telling me you wouldn't? Stop comparing to your neighbor. The Bible said, test every spirit next to that spirit. See character? You see character?
Right.
See, everybody wants the easy way out and want to try to, and then even if you say, no, I wouldn't, they don't believe you. They're trying to back you into a corner because their character bad, they want yours to be bad too. And they want to justify their character with God before by putting you down. Their people will throw you under the bus because their character bad.
Yes, indeed.
Ain't nothing wrong with a woman using toys. Ain't nothing right with it. Well, ain't nothing wrong with a man doing this. Ain't nothing right with it either. He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. See, when you marriage material, you become marriage material for God first and then for somebody else. The problem is people don't care about God. I saw this statement, and it reigns to be true. We live in a generation where people love God but hate the truth. Well, isn't that funny, character? Because God is the truth. In other words, they love the name God in spirit, but they hate the life of Jesus. See, character says that I not only hear you, character says my identity is that I listen to you. Because, see, my identity makes me who I am. In other words, if you want to know your identity, go ahead and get a mirror. Go ahead and video your life, and then you're about to see your identity. And put your life on mute. Just video it and put your life on mute. And watch your actions.
Yes, indeed.
Now you're about to see one's character. What your character look like? Are we marriage material for God? What does your identity look like? Are we marriage material for God? Ain't that something?
It is.
Everybody good with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's in part character, character, character. All right?
Yes, indeed.
Hmm. All right. So, what'd you say, Ms. Shabri? Ability, authorization, assistance.
And accountability.
There we go. And it was still, so we had ability, assistance, authorization, and accountability. There we go. There's that other one. Accountability. You're going back to communication. Y'all got it? Okay.
Yes, yes.
And then you can add one more to that one. Under power for communication is ability, authorization, assistance, accountability, and go ahead and add availability, because if you're not available, how can God choose you anyway if you're taken?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh, Lord Jesus, hold on. If you're not available, I'm not all over the place. I'm just showing y'all something under communication. If you're not available, how can he communicate with you? Yeah, because some people say, I'm busy. You got that natural text message, that custom text that says, I'm busy driving. We'll press that on God in a minute. Huh? You know, some of us fake wear rings, somebody, I'm married already. Marriage material. Because we don't want to be married to God. In other words, I'm married already. Knowing you're not married, what you're saying is, who said I wasn't saved? In other words, I can't help you when you don't want to be helped.
That's the truth.
Huh? Y'all know we were in fake rings talking about God. I'm married already. Who said I wasn't saved? Your character said, but you don't see your character as being wrong. Thank you so much, Mr. Bruce. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Y'all got it? Number one, communication. Number two, character. Number three, can we go here? Number three is commitment. I'm about to get off your line in a minute. Commitment. What your commitment look like? What their commitment look like? See, the reason why I'm pointing the spotlight on us, because the Bible says first remove the plank from your own eye before you remove the speck. It's more important that you be marriage material than that they be. Lord have mercy. Let me say it again. Because if they marriage material and you not, you'll force them to settle. Something that you said you would never do. Something you said you would never do, you'll force them to settle. Isn't that selfish? When we want everything else to be right, but we not. Y'all being quiet for me this morning, boy. Y'all wake on up, do some jumping jacks. Huh? Do a spiritual crunch or something. Somebody, I don't work out. Well, you better start exercising your faith. Huh? Marriage material. Y'all got it? Commitment,
yes,
number
sir.
Three. Commitment. Commitment is your vow. Commitment is your promise. You don't have to promise to God. People promise to God and lie all the time. The Bible says, yea, be your yea, and your nay, be your nay. In other words, when you speak as a promise, oh, my God, because when you speak, there should be purpose.
Stop Come your, on.
Yeah, every word you say. I ain't mean that. See, stop lying. I was just being sarcastic. Stop lying. When does God pray? Well, you have to have a sense of humor, not like that. Because if they never said nothing, you just go along with it. Just to promote your life. Commitment. Commitment is your faithfulness. Who wants to marry, huh? Something that's not faithful. Some people are okay with it because they're okay with being fools. No disrespect. No disrespects. Huh? Some people are okay with it. Some people are okay with playing the fool. Playing the role of a fool. In other words, some people will still marry something that has no commitment to them. My God. Well,
wow.
God won't.
Okay.
That means people have low standards, and if you have a low standards, you have low self-esteem. Well, hold on, Mr. Carr. Didn't the Bible say removing pride don't mean that you have low self-esteem? Unless somebody be crazy.
Not at all.
Get some fun. You understand?
Yes, indeed.
Marriage material. What's your commitment look like to God before what their commitment looks like to you? Why do we want people to commit to us, but we don't want to commit to God? That's a hypocrite. And then, hold on. Don't take the low road. Marriage material, don't take the low road. Well, that's why I accept him, or that's why I accept her, because I know I ain't doing right in God. That's the low road. In other words, as opposed to us doing right in God, we'll say, well, I just let them do whatever. I know they're not committed because I'm not committed to God. But all we have to do is be committed to God. But it seems like we don't want a commitment to God because we think that the marriage to God is hard. But he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. See, the problem is it's not the marriage is hard. Is that God don't let us do what we want to do. It's called accountability.
All right.
You know, we want to go where we want to go, think what we want to think, live how we want to live, dress how we want to dress, spend what we want to spend. Because he got it all. He got it all. So I want a Coach purse, baby. God didn't tell you to get a Coach purse. What if he told you to get the referee? I don't have that type. Boy, you better go find it. Go get the commentator purse, not the coach. The coach is expensive. Mr. Clark, if he loved me, he'd give me the coach. Wow. Well, if God loved you, he'd get it to you too, huh? And I bet you didn't.
All right.
Well, I got the job. I can get my own. You didn't hear me, though. Because God would never invest in the natural, the fleshly things. You can't take that with you. God is more aware. He's concerned about the investment in the spiritual. See, when you're committed to God, you're faithful to God. See, in other words, to be faithful to something means that I not only believe in it, I live like I believe in it.
Yeah.
So how can they be marriage material for you when they say they love you but they don't live like it? Well. I'm about to get him on the phone right now. He need to hear this. Ain't that something?
Yes.
If the commitment is not high, the marriage wouldn't succeed in God. See, that's a success to the world, but that's a success in God. Since God knows all and is the judge, why would we think that we're successful in our own eyes and not in his? Commitment, people. Y'all with me?
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Y'all got them first three already? Communication number one, marriage material. Character number two, marriage material. Commitment number three, marriage material. Number four, consistency. Marriage material. Are you consistent? Huh? Because if you are consistent, you don't have to try. You just be. You just are.
Come on.
It's just who you are. Aren't y'all tired of people being inconsistent?
Yeah.
They talking about Ms. Carr. That's what I'm talking about. I've been trying to tell you that. Well, if they're consistent at being inconsistent, that's what they are.
That's the truth.
Consistency. How consistent, number one, are we in God? Just because you get up and go to church don't mean that you're consistent. You can be a
come on in.
Consistency has power that goes with it. It has availability. It has ability. It has accountability. It has authorization. It has assistance. It has the ability. Yeah, you understand?
Yeah.
It has all that. It's authorized by God. Y'all got it down? Consistency.
Yes.
This is important. Just because they show up and take you out, just because they're available, what kind of power is going on there? Consistency. They're consistent with their words. They're consistent with their actions. Consistency. Y'all got it? This is important, people. Because without consistency, how could the relationship work? How could it even be marriage if there's no consistency? Where's the integrity? Where's the reliability? Where's the dependability? Can you depend on them? Huh? Can you? Can you rely on them? Do they have good integrity? That's consistency. Can you really put your life in their hands? Because if you say marriage material, you do understand that when you become married, you become one. I know you may get two separate bank accounts and they never know about it, and I know some of them know about it. Here's the problem with that. God would never allow you to get two bank accounts in him. It's only one. He's not Bank of America. He's not Whitney. No, he's not. Oh, no. They allow that. He does not. That means if they sin, boy, people don't like this message, marriage material. If they are just sinning, you sinning too. It's one account. It's one account, whether you realize it or want it. It's one account. But in the same token, you can help them through you being saved. The thing is, maybe you need to help with somebody because, see, their consistency is key. In other words, why would you make something marriage material that was never consistent with God, but you want it to be consistent with you? And he said, put no idols before me. So why would you want to be somebody's idol when God is not their idol? I don't want to be your idol. In other words, if they don't see God and love you by the way that they remember this? You know how he loved you, but how he going to treat you, how he treat his mom, how she going to treat you by how she treat her daddy. No, get to the real consistency part. You would know the reliability and dependability. You would know the integrity of the individual based on how consistent they are with God. If you can't be consistent with God, who's perfect, I know you can't be consistent with me, who's not.
All right.
And if you can, I don't want that type because it's going to be flesh-driven. Number four. Oh, yeah, last but not least, marriage material. Number five is chemistry. I'm going to go through them right quick. Number one, communication. Number two, character. Number three, commitment. Number four, consistency. Number five, chemistry. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? The Bible says that God presents us to himself first. In other words, the reason why God loves us is because we was created in his image. Chemistry. Lord have mercy. Chemistry.
Come on.
I ain't talking about the class. I'm talking about the spirit. Huh? If you don't vibe together well, like-mindedness, how is it going to work? Where's the chemistry? Chemistry is that thing that you can't even mold. You can't make it be. It's going to be. Because you know it's for you. Or I know it's for me. Chemistry. Either you have it or you don't. Some things that you ever met somebody who's a homeboy or a homegirl, and y'all just click from get-go? Chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a chemistry is not a feeling. Oh, no, it's not. Chemistry is a spirit that connects with another spirit that's just like it. Lord have mercy. It's like they can complete your sentence. Huh? It's like that you don't tolerate them. You love them. Marriage material. Chemistry. You know how many people say that's my husband or that's my wife and there's no chemistry involved?
Tell it.
The Bible says it this way. He said in the day of judgment, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, I did this, I did this. See, they're trying to promote their chemistry. God's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. In other words, there was never no chemistry because what you do is something I never approved of. Chemistry is a form of approval. Does God approve of how you live? Ooh-wee. Does God approve of how you think? Ooh, does God approve of how you talk? Ooh, how could there be chemistry then? And why would he select something that he has no chemistry with?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, Miss Tiana, he went so far as to say, hey, Tiana, Mr. Carr, Mr. B, Mr. DJ, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. In other words, your choice is going to be decision-making. Your choice is decision-making. Your choice is going to be what you most identify with. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Your character? Your choice is going to be what you're familiar with. That's why the Bible says, come out from amongst them. Be in the world, but not of the world. In other words, there should never be chemistry between us and the world. It should be chemistry between us and God. We should be married to God. And those who come out amongst, then you can select from that. But why are you equally yoked with something? Why are you yoked together with something that's still in the world talking about, but I can deliver them? See, there's no chemistry. And if it is chemistry, that's only because if they're in the world, you're in the world too. You're just pretending. You're wearing a fake ID pad. Your character, you know what your character really is. Because if there's no chemistry, it would never work. If there's no chemistry, it would never work. You can go to AutoZone right now. If that thing has no chemistry, you know that filter that you got for that car, if it goes on the trunk, it will not work. It very well may start and last for a week or two or a month or two, but it's going to drip out because it's not supposed to go.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Chemistry. And you know when you have chemistry with somebody, that's just like going to the nightclub. Don't act like you ain't never been. Somebody just at the dance shop last night. Somebody got a fox on the hill. I don't even know what it is. You understand? But see, when you have chemistry, that means you can say to the nightclub owner, you know, hey, I'm here. Call them. And they'll come outside. See, chemistry makes things happen. Uh-oh. The paths of the righteous develop much because there's chemistry. I only say what God told me to say, and that's his word, so he watches over his word. Lord have mercy. This is why it's important that we have chemistry with God, because if he watches over his word, we should become his word. He said, hide the word in your heart. When you hide the word in your heart, God is trying to make you his chemistry. When you're his chemistry, you're not a project. That means he's going to watch over your life. He's going to watch over your thoughts. He's going to watch over you because he watches over his word. My God.
Yeah.
It's simple, folks. It's simple. If that's your man, if that's your woman, and you're talking about that marriage material, it should be chemistry. When you speak, and you speak because of on God's behalf, not on yours, they should line up with what you speak on God's behalf. In other words, you will love them to the end, and you will protect and cover them because they are doing things that are chemistry-driven.
All right.
They are the action to your words, and you are the action to theirs. My God. In other words, I don't think they caught that one, Ms. Tiana. They are the answer to your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the answer to their prayers. Now, see, if there's no chemistry, remind God of his word and tell God and tell them, hey, you're not the man or you're not the woman I prayed for. Tell them. There ain't no chemistry. You are not what I prayed for. You don't act like it. You don't live like it. You don't think like it. You don't respond like it. You don't reason like it. Oh, no, you're not what I prayed for. There's no chemistry here. Huh? You're making my life a living hell, not a living joy. And the kingdom of heaven is made up of peace and joy. So how can I take you with me to my father talking about marriage when I'm not married? I will be compromising my standards. I will be lowering my standards. I will be settling for less. And I can't settle. And I don't want you to settle either. Because if I'm acting the plum dumb behind, hey, tell me about myself and you move on. Wrong is wrong. Call a spade a spade. Ain't that something? Chemistry. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because God rejects that which he has no chemistry with. Hence he said, depart from me, I never knew you. You're not cut how I'm cut. You don't think how I think. You don't live how I live. And so therefore God say, depart from me. So when we talk about marriage material, make sure we have great chemistry. Let me run through that list again. Number one, communication. Number two, character. Number three, commitment. Number four, consistency. And number five, chemistry. You got it? Good.
Got it.
Yeah, let's pray.
Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the word that's gone forth so that we can come to you, Heavenly Father, just as you present to us. Heavenly Father, you have shown us the example of exactly how to live this life, how exactly we are to move forward day in and day out. Heavenly Father, may we represent you in that same way. Thank you for the example of this life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your commitment. Heavenly Father, to be married to you requires us to do the same. Thank you again for our leader. Thank you for the word that's gone forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And happy Mother's Day, I would sing to you. But again, okay, I don't want to strike no deals, no record labels. I know they may have Happy Mother's Day, though. Y'all have a great day, and make sure you call in this evening. Yeah, I know it'd be all these different messages because this evening going to be totally different from this morning. The word of God, okay, when it's presented right, you can have so many different. God just give you different word every time. All right? But enjoy your Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye-bye.